And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Although Rupert Barlow, wealthy backer of Larry Noble's last play, is anxious to break up the Nobles' marriage, he didn't plan the mix-up of presents at Christmas time when he accidentally gave his housekeeper, Julia Dixon, the present he intended for Mary Noble. Larry learned of this through Julia and is now convinced that Mary has not been telling the truth when she says that she is not having a romance with Rupert. Right now, we find the handsome man about town in his luxurious Long Island estate at Oyster Bay. He's unaware of the recent visit of his housekeeper, Julia Dixon, to Larry Noble in the New York City jail, where Larry's being held on a murder charge. And so, as Rupert approaches Julia, he is all smiles. And we hear...
Well, my dear Julia, at last I've managed to straighten out the absurd tangle the jewelry shop made at Christmas.
Well, that's fine, Rupert. Must have been a nuisance for you, particularly since you no longer have your man Victor to run your errands.
Oh, on the contrary. I wanted to be sure the jeweler didn't make any more mistakes. As for Victor, I never want to see the blackguard around here anymore.
I can't imagine what made you turn against him so suddenly.
He's untrustworthy, that's why.
Oh, come now, Rupert. Don't pretend that you're surprised at that after all these years. You've known that your precious Victor was nothing more than a common thug who wouldn't hesitate at any kind of unsavory job. Isn't that what made him valuable to you?
Don't be absurd, Julia. I've put up with Victor's uncouth manners because I thought the fellow had decent feelings. I find I was mistaken.
Well, I can't get over it. But I guess this isn't the time to remind you that I've always said Victor was a rascal and you should discharge him, is it, Rupert?
If it gives you any satisfaction, Julia, by all means say I told you so. You see, I'm willing to admit that I've been wrong.
This new attitude of humility is rather difficult to get used to, Rupert, dear. Must say, it's a blessed relief.
Good. Then if you've done putting me in my place, would you like me to give you your gift, belated as it is?
I'd be delighted. But you mustn't think I'm trying to put you in your place. It's quite the reverse. I've finally come to the realization that it's I who must learn my place in this establishment.
Now, what do you mean by that, Julia?
I shall try to remember I'm employed as your housekeeper, social secretary, and hostess. Right there, my duties end.
If you're talking about getting married, you know as well as I do, Julia, that it's out of the question right now.
Exactly what I've been saying.
When you and I marry, Julia, I mean to see that we have a suitable honeymoon. We'll go somewhere romantic. We'll stay as long as we please. But... we couldn't do that now. You know that we're going to be called to the stand to testify when Larry Noble's trial starts.
Yes, I'm sure we will.
We've been told to stay close by. Although what in the devil they expect to learn from me, I'm sure I don't know. If Larry Noble was fool enough to fall in love with a fortune hunter like Claudia Vincent and then murder Oliver Wilson by hanging him from the wings backstage at his theater, it's his lookout.
Yes. And you wouldn't go out of your way to help Larry Noble be acquitted.
I mean to answer questions in a forthright and truthful manner.
You do? Then it's not going to be easy on Larry, is it, when you build up his interest in Claudia? I suppose you'll tell about the day the Nobles were here, and dear Mary saved your life when Claudia tried to shoot you.
If the subject should come up, of course I'll tell about it. I won't go out of my way to damage Larry Noble's case, but on the other hand, I won't perjure myself to help him either.
And you'll be sure to point out that it was Larry's wild infatuation for Claudia that made him want to commit murder when he found out that she and Oliver Wilson were secretly married.
Hmm. Would you rather have me explain how Oliver Wilson happened to be in this country, Julia? Shall I dwell on the fact that you brought him back here from Bermuda to make me jealous, to force me into a swift marriage? Do you want me to tell the court that you thought Oliver Wilson was in love with you and that instead he double-crossed you and ran off with Claudia? Would that satisfy your deep sense of justice?
You're being hateful, Rupert, as only you know how to be.
On the contrary. I came home today full of the kindest of intentions. I rushed out here as quickly as I could, clutching your present, looking forward to giving it to you.
That's very good of you, Rupert.
Well, I had hoped that you'd be pleased.
Do you expect me to be pleased when I know that the box you gave me on Christmas contains an emerald bracelet intended for Mary Noble? Did you expect me to be happy to read your sentimental card to her, calling her the loveliest woman in the world?
That whole incident is most unfortunate. And you're making it far too serious. It's true I bought a present for Mary Noble. Surely you don't begrudge her a simple little gift when she suffered so much, Julia?
You make it sound like a 2-pound box of drugstore chocolates. An emerald bracelet is considerably more valuable.
Of course, suitable to my position. I considered the point carefully, and it occurred to me that Mary might easily use this present to get a loan to help her through these next weeks.
Oh,
she might even decide to sell the bracelet. Goodness knows I meant no unkindness.
How you can always twist your words about, Rupert.
Well, will you accept your present now, or shall I leave it here on the library table?
I'll be very happy to accept.
Very well.
Shall I open it here?
That's up to you.
I will. I can't wait to see what's inside. Oh, Rupert! How perfectly heavenly! A ruby pendant and such deep red rubies. Oh, it's beautiful.
I suppose you let me fasten it around your neck.
It's the most beautiful piece of jewelry I've ever seen.
Yeah. Now, suppose you look at it in the mirror.
Oh, it's lovely. It's entirely too lovely. Oh, Rupert, you don't know what this means. And I've been so horrid. You will forgive me, won't you?
Of course, my dear. I'm glad that you're pleased. I must say, I think it's very becoming.
Oh, it's glorious. Oh, just a minute. I have the other package. It's here in the desk drawer. Oh, here it is. Thank you so much, darling. I'm sorry I was so cross. Here's the emerald bracelet. You'll want to give that to Mary, won't you?
Thank you, my dear. Oh, just one thing.
I must go and show this present to the rest of the household. What was it you wanted to ask, Rupert?
Well, only... the card that went with this bracelet.
Oh, that. I don't have it.
What did you do with it?
You'd never guess. Never in a million years.
Rupert Barlow stands holding the jewel box containing his intended present to Mary, having no idea that Julia Dixon delivered the missing card to Larry Noble. Meantime, we find Mary talking to Larry's defense lawyer, Hubert Savage, in his office in New York. And she says...
I hate to tell you this, Mr. Savage, but I know that you're doing everything you possibly can for Larry. But I feel that you must know how things are between Larry and me.
The more information I have to draw on, the better.
Right now, Larry is frightfully angry with me.
But, Mrs. Noble, I thought you'd smoothed out your misunderstandings.
We had. Everything was perfectly splendid. Until yesterday, when Julia Dixon... She's Rupert Barlow's housekeeper, you know.
Yes, I know.
Well, she brought Larry a card.
I don't understand.
She said it was for me. That Rupert Barlow wrote it for me. It was a very sentimental message. Quite naturally, Larry was furious.
Just how does it happen this card was in Miss Dixon's possession?
I don't know. There was some kind of mix-up or something. But you've got to convince Larry that I had nothing to do with it. That I wouldn't have dreamed of accepting a present from Rupert Barlow. And that I don't know how this all came about. Just looks as if someone were trying their best to make things as bad as possible for Larry when his trial opens.
If you'll pardon my saying so, Mrs. Noble, I think it might have been wiser for you to... discontinue your association with Mr. Barlow, however innocent it is, considering how deeply your husband resents this man.
But I have, Mr. Savage, and I will. I don't intend to see Rupert Barlow again at all. If he did write this hateful card and let Julia Dixon find it, then it's the most contemptible trick I've ever heard of. He won't come between Larry and me. I swear that nobody will come between us. Will you tell Larry that?
I'll do what I can, Mrs. Noble. It will certainly not help your husband's chances of acquittal if it's known that you and he are not in accord.
Then persuade him to see me. And to let me help him through the agonies of his trial.
Mary Noble's eyes are filled with tears as she talks to Larry's lawyer. A short time later, when Hubert Savage calls on his client in the New York City jail, he says...
I've been trying to get a postponement of the trial opening, Mr. Noble. It doesn't look very promising.
I don't want a postponement. I want to get started just as soon as possible, Mr. Savage.
But under the circumstances...
I'm going to fight as I've never fought before. You don't have to worry about me being listless and disinterested. That's over and done with. I'm going to give the prosecution something to think about, believe me. Now, the first thing I want you to do is to get hold of Lester Jordan.
Well, I keep in touch with Mr. Jordan most of the time.
Yes, I know this is different. It has nothing to do with the fact that Lester and a group of other friends of mine from the Green Room Club have taken over your fee, Mr. Savage. I want you to call Les and have him produce Claudia Vincent for the defense.
But I don't understand, Mr. Noble.
Les Jordan knows where Claudia is.
Well, this may be very helpful to your case. Providing, of course, we can count on Miss Vincent to take the stand for the defense. I wish Mr. Jordan had let me know about this.
Well, he had some reason for being quiet. But don't let that worry you now. Just get to her and coach her on the testimony she's to give. Better let me talk to her, too, and see what we can find out. I'm going to count a lot on Claudia Vincent to get me acquitted. And I've got to be acquitted, Mr. Savage. Because I have a personal matter to settle when I get out of here.
Hubert Savage is pleasantly surprised at Larry's present state of mind. And he gathers his papers, preparing to leave. We'll be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.